I now want to turn to one of the 30 million gardeners who enjoy gardening, perhaps noted for his acting ability, but also a keen gardener. So may I introduce to you, if he needs any introduction, Jim Carter, who's going to speak to us now. Jim, the floor is yours.
I've come up the wrong way, I think.
You're long legs, you don't bother about it.
She looks like a delphinium today, doesn't she?
As long as I don't fall over.
Well staked, yes. Look, it's lovely to be here. I've been given a very strict brief. I've got 3 minutes, and I'm going to waste some of it by going off-piste, I'm afraid, because... My wife and I are patrons of a very good charity called Green Fingers, who are represented here today. I know the horticultural trade supports Green Fingers. It's a wonderful charity that makes beautiful, well-designed, Chelsea Gold Medal winning designed gardens for children's hospices. Linda, where are you? Yeah, Linda's here. Sue, where are you? That's Linda and Sue. If you see Linda and Sue, talk to them. It's a wonderful charity. Janet, I'm going back on piste now. I've got a guilty secret to share with you. I really enjoyed lockdown. yeah, not for those reasons. Imelda, my wife, and I, gardening is our main passion, and to be allowed to stay at home, we're blessed. We've got a lovely garden. We're 7 stops north on the Jubilee line. We've got a lovely garden. We were given permission to spend all that time in the garden doing nothing. When do you get permission to do that? And we actually, just to spend that time with no noise in the air, just to be able to listen to the insects buzzing around and observe the dragonflies emerging from the pond and leaving behind their exuviae. to look at the, you know, the somewhat bizarre sex life of the humble hedge sparrow, you know, to micromanage that transition from forget-me-nots and tulips and daffodils through into achilleas and roses and foxgloves was just to name every blade of grass, every was a wonderful time for us. But while we were enjoying that, we were acutely conscious, of course, that other people who didn't have that pleasure, didn't have access to the outside, people who were working from home and trying to homeschool their children, coping with immense amounts of stress. And that stress, I think, is still with a lot of people, especially young people. I hear more and more about how young people, that missing time of seeing life as a through a screen, as a receptor, not somebody who participated, but just receiving information. And I think. We all know, we're pushing against an open door, we know how beneficial a garden is to us all, how getting our hands in the soil, how it's good for our physical and mental health. Gardener's World, every video that comes in from a window box in Hong Kong to an estate in Dorset, everybody stresses the garden is my sanctuary, it's my safe place, it's where I can escape. And I think that young people are struggling now to reconnect. I mean, we see in sport, I'm very connected with a cricket club, we see in sport people aren't getting back into cricket. They're not getting back into those kind of activities. They're listening to the insidious and the invidious advice of influencers, you know, and their life, they're suffering because they compare and they despair with these dreadful people. Get them off the screen. You know, less screen time, more green time. Yay! Absolutely. So, now look, it's very rare that a butler gets to talk in this kind of I've got a minister here, I've got politicians here. So look, here's a tip. Any party that putting gardening and horticulture on the national curriculum is guaranteed, and I will guarantee it, you'll win the next election. If you all put it on your manifestos, we all win. So it's not a question of money. Get gardening onto the national curriculum. What does it do? Elbow aside some bits of sport. Not everybody wants to play sport. Get them gardening. You know, art, design, mathematics, Latin, you know. Miss, my tracheus verbum jasminoides is wilting. Miss, where does the Mexican fleabane come from? Well, let me get my atlas out and show you. It does everything. Get it on the national curriculum. That'll fill the skill gap, train people up for the future, for their mental health, train them into the industry. And it's the benefits for the, in terms of education and health are demonstrable. So that's what I would say. I mean, and let's face it, no longer, as Napoleon said, we're no longer a nation of shopkeepers, thanks to Jeff Bezos. let's make ourselves a nation of gardeners. Let's start with the young people, govern, encourage them into gardening. Thank you very much indeed.